Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome into hour number two of the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis. He's Mason Crosby. He kicked in the NFL, and I once went to an NFL game. That's about right.
That checks out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You've probably been more than one.
I have.
Yeah.
I was actually at the Antonio Freeman game.
Oh, nice.
The Monday night game where Al Michaels went nuts. I was at that game. That was a good one to be at.
It was your 32nd birthday or what?
Mason, you got the show. Silence. I'm gonna go beat the crap out of Tommy.
Welcome back, Mitch.
Yeah,
welcome
thanks. Joining us,
Tommy's been on one, man. We gotta watch him. He needs a girlfriend.
I don't hate it.
Doesn't feel good. It feels kind of weird. You know, it's my first time going through a tie. It feels weird to, play a full game and in a tie. So, it's definitely tough. Like you said, I think offensively we did some good things. I still think we left a lot out there. I still think there's some drives that we didn't execute well. I think, obviously the end of half situation, turning the ball over and putting them in a scoring position. So I think there's a lot of stuff we left out there, but
wasn't good.
As an offense, be able to keep battling, keep answering.
44 seconds left on the clock.
21 when they had the last play. Just take a knee, bro.
But I still think there's so much more out there that we just got to keep executing.
There is so much more. That, of course, is Jordan Love after the 40-40 tie Sunday night in Dallas. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he's on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one, the only, Ryan Wood. Hopefully he had some safe and easy travel back from Dallas. Ryan, thanks for jumping on the show.
You know what, guys? No one cares about me, but I'll say this. There is no worse experience in the NFL than road game at night that ends in a tie, which means 70 full minutes, and then you're catching a flight the next morning. So I took yesterday to be a zombie, but I am back. I have risen from the dead, and it's good to be with you guys.
Well, you deserve it, Ryan, and thank you. And I'm glad you got some rest yesterday. You do deserve it.
For sure. So, I think we all deserve something yesterday, because that's what ties are, right? It's just everyone deserves a tie. It's just like handing out participation trophies at this point.
So Mason, I know that we remember the last Packers tie that happened before this. It still wasn't a Clay Matthews roughing the passer penalty, for the record.
Oh, what a joke.
I'll never understand that penalty. But it's been a while. And isn't this just kind of the perfect, as much as it was unexpected, as much as nobody came into Jerry's world thinking it's going to be a 40-40 tie, there's no better way to explain what this team is through four games than a tie. Like, they're perfectly mediocre. There are moments of brilliance. There are moments of greatness where you're like, yeah, that looks like a Super Bowl team. And then they go and lose to the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, which, by the way, got pummeled by the Detroit Lions. So it's not like the Browns were some hidden gem that were waiting to be discovered. No, they're the Cleveland Browns. And then you go to Dallas. You have a great offensive performance. And I have no idea what that was defensively. A week after, your offense in Cleveland looked inept, and the defense held the water. This team is, at this point, this NFC, it's an arms race. I mean, it's a loaded conference. And they are treading water going into this week five bye. Not where they're supposed to be. That's not what was supposed to happen.
For sure, yeah. And, you know, something like from my experience that's concerning, and I know a lot of people are concerned about the special teams in general, but blocked field goals. Like, I've been, like, 2014 year? Yeah, 2014 year. They come in bunches. It's just, like, once teams see that they can block a kick against a unit, like, that effort goes up on that field goal block team every week. So you have to nip that in the butt, like, really fast. Like, that has to be eliminated. You got to go 2-3 weeks without a block kick, because if not, like, every team coming to face this Packers are going to have their hair on fire. They're going to dial up some sort of, you know, ricochet type deal on those field goal block teams and try to get to those kicks, because now it's 2 weeks in a row and they've been in critical, like, not, you know, the one that happened in Dallas isn't a critical moment, but it changed the whole complexion of that game, blocking that extra point and then taking it back for two.
Mason, that blood in the water feeling that opponents get, it's weeks 3 and 4. There is a long way to go to already put some blood in the water and let opponents feel like, I mean, is there any doubt? The Cincinnati Bengals, they're going to come into Lambeau Field with Jake Browning. They know if they're going to have any
chance. That's their only chance. Yeah.
Go block a kick. But, hey, guess what? They can, because that's what the Packers do. They have to get that fixed. The special teams has been abominable, and it shouldn't be, because Daniel Whelan's a fantastic punter holder.
For sure.
Brandon McManus is a fantastic kicker. Matt Orzech's a fantastic snapper. They have a battery here. They should be so much better than what they've been. But if you don't do the little things, if you don't know that if the ball lands in the landing zone and then rolls into the end zone, the touchback's at the 20, not at the 35. Yeah. And let me ask you this. Why was Keyshawn Nixon, the kickoff return for overtime, when the defense's day is probably done, why was he not back there? Why do you put the rookie back out there for another attempt when he's struggling to understand the situation? Keyshawn Nixon's an all-pro. Like, what is Keyshawn Nixon doing on the sideline in that moment? How is that not his return? I don't understand.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's great that you brought that up, because I'm like, I'm not sure why they don't have them lining up at the 5 or 10-yard line. And then it's like, so they can get to those balls if they're trying to hit those hole shots. And if they kick it a little deeper, you back up and you catch it. I mean, it's like, that makes no sense to me, to line with your heels on the goal line and then not be able to go and field those balls and have a chance to get a return whenever they're hitting it in the landing area. It's they got to get that figured out, and they got a week here to do it. My question to you, too, like, as we talked about, 44 seconds left in half. They're up 13-2. Do you like the decision to try to, you know, find something and go get it, or do you just kneel that thing out or run it a couple times, see if you can get a few yards and see what happens? But you're shaking your head. You didn't like that decision to do anything in that moment.
It's funny. Hand on the Bible here. When Matt LaFleur called that timeout, I turned to my colleague in the Cowboys press box, Pete Doherty, and I go, what the hell are they doing? Like, what are they doing? As soon as, like, what are they doing? What, they think that they're going with a makeshift offensive line, with 21 seconds left, with at least 30 yards to go, they think that there's a realistic possibility of getting points here. Only bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And then the first play, they come out, and it's a false start. So now it's 35 yards to go at least. It's still 21. There's no plausible path forward here.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they're.
That's like, you get a false start right there, and you say, all right, we're done, right? Like, like, it's just,
I would,
like,
have done it. I would not have called the timeout after that check down to Tucker Kraft. I would have let the clock bleed. You're up 13-9. Go in there and regroup after finally giving up a touchdown, having the extra point block. Just regroup with the lead and come out. But certainly after the false start. Like, certainly right. at that point.
Right.
That's just the writing on the wall. Sometimes the universe gives you signs, right, to help you along the way. A false start at that moment's a sign. Take the sign. Get to the locker room.
We're just doing straight dropbacks. I mean, that's a that has to be an ego thing. I mean, that's just like an ego thing. Like, we're going to try to get point. We're going to try to show everybody that, like, we can move the ball and score at, you know, right before the half ends. Or Cowboys are getting the ball back, all that. It's like, but it just shouldn't matter. I mean, at that moment, like, the Packers were dominating the Dallas Cowboys. Like, it was not the game that it ended up being. And those moments just allowed the Cowboys to get a rhythm and find hope and find a way, a path to get that tie. Because if you go into the locker room 13-2, like, I just don't see a path back for the Dallas Cowboys at that moment.
And I get why Matt LaFleur felt very confident that his passing game could move it up and down the field.
Sure.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
The Cowboys' passing defense is like taking batting practice. Like, that's what that is. It is not good. But you have to also understand the situation. There are 21 seconds left. You have a long way to go with no timeouts. And, oh, by the way, you're down two starters on the offensive line. Something bad could happen there. You just – it's one thing to be confident. He had reason to be confident. They marched it up and down the field on that defense. But you have to know the moment.
No, I totally agree with you. So what do you see as, like, the biggest thing, Ryan, that they need to, like, kind of figure out and address here in this, you know, during this bye week? And then, you know, facing a Bengals team that, again, probably their only chance is doing what the Browns did, what the Cowboys did, blocking kicks or, you know, taking advantage of special teams errors.
By the way, how bad were they last night? I mean, I know the Broncos have a good defense, but man, the Bengals were brutal last night. Yep. Just sharing.
I can't imagine that they lose that game, but
let's not say that anymore.
I can't imagine, but man, you never know, right? I mean, other than special teams, right? They have to figure out special teams, point blank, period. That is on its own island of issues that need to get fixed. Other than that,
Ryan, Ryan, we've been saying that for 10 years, though. Like, they obviously don't care. They obviously don't care about figuring out special teams. Like, and what, like, why? This is such a mess every year.
Well, go back to the point in time when Rich Bisaccia was hired, February 8th, 2022, less than 3 weeks after the block punt that ended the last best chance to win a Super Bowl for this team, right, against the 49ers in the divisional round. That is the pretext to which he became the special teams coordinator. Since then, they have missed a critical field goal in San Francisco in the divisional round that could have made all the difference. It's not the only reason they lost that game, but it was a big reason they lost that game. They finally have a battery here, but now, you know, last year in the regular season finale, they don't cover the right side on a punt, and the Bears just kind of waltz down the sideline because there's nobody there. A punt return touchdown, blocked field goal to lose the game in Cleveland, blocked extra point to swing the game in Dallas. Like, has it actually gotten better since February 8th, 2022? Like, am I missing anything here? Because it just seems like the same.
It is, yeah. Some of those things, like, whenever you really lay it out that way, we're seeing a lot of the same things. And I think it is. I think it's a philosophical issue there in Green Bay. It's the type of guys you're bringing in. I know, obviously, when Bisaccia got there, he brought in his guys from the Raiders, right? He brought in Lovett. He brought in Keyshawn Nixon. He tried to bring in the types of players that are going to be dogs on special teams, right? And do that, like, kind of gritty, tough stuff. You'll love it. It got hurt a bunch. Keyshawn ends up now being the starter. And now it's like they just have not replaced or brought in guys that are going to say, I am a special teams, like, ace, and I am going to lead the way with this. I mean, if you look at the Patriots had a guy that played special teams for them for 15 years, and he was like one of the highest paid, you know, special teamers for a long time. And he just showed everybody, this is how we play special teams. Like, you need somebody on that, and the Packers just don't put an emphasis on having that special teams leader that is going to take that, you know, take them to that next step. And it's just it's a philosophical and a cultural issue that has obviously been on there since I've been there. I mean, 2014 was the year we read down that, you know, we were 14th in ranking, and that's the best in the last, what, 11 years? Well,
and every other year is 26th or worse.
Yeah.
It's not like even mediocre. It's bad.
So taking the special teams aside, because I think universally we agree that is the biggest issue.
Yeah, good point.
I think that this – I can't help but pay the, notice the symmetry here. Week five bye. Who was the team that had a week five bye last year after a very underwhelming start to the season? The Philadelphia Eagles, right? They were 2-2.
Let's go.
I like the positive.
Let's go. Let's go. Ryan Wood. Ryan Wood.
Tampa Bay. They had a week five bye, and then they won their next 10 after the bye. And, oh, by the way, they also won the Super Bowl, obviously. So I'm not saying that this team will do that, but this is an opportunity to regroup in the same way that the Philadelphia Eagles did a year ago. And to do that, I think this team has to understand that there's a difference between having great talent and being a great team. You know, Micah Parsons joins this roster a week before the season, and there were already expectations here with Jordan Love going into his third year as a starter, Josh Jacobs back, Xavier McKinney's an all-pro. There were expectations. You add Micah Parsons, you have elite talent, and I think that all of us, I know myself, we all just kind of assumed that elite talent would translate to elite team, that would correlate, and it hasn't. Because oftentimes, the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they lost the Super Bowl before they won one. Oftentimes, you have this rite of passage that you have to go through before you get to that level that this team has not gone through yet. They have the talent to beat anybody. They have the talent to win a Super Bowl. But they have to go through that rite of passage and understand what kind of team do you want to be. And that means showing up and executing. It means being situationally aware. It means not killing yourself. It's all those little things that make a great team, not just the talent. And that's, I think, where this team is.
Yeah, I totally agree. We got Ryan Wood on the Mason Crosby Show, as he is every – usually on Mondays, but, you know, tough night there in Dallas, and had to get some rest yesterday, which I totally understand.
Little nappy nap. Nothing wrong with that. An afternoon nap is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I love an afternoon nap. I'm missing that at this, you know, 12 to 2 time slot. You know, this is good nap time that we're missing out on. But I got my salts and I got my juice here. But, Ryan – yeah, I just like what obviously the pathway lines up, and we can't overreact. I mean, they're 2-1-1. You know, everything. Luckily, a tie is against an NFC opponent. Their loss is against an AFC opponent. Like, everything is still right in front. So let's look at this first quarter of the season, and it's like, okay, it is what it is. One or two home games, dominated home. Let's like figure out that recipe, and let's find a way to go on the road and be a better football team. So what now, after seeing these two games on the road, is there a part of this schedule that concerns you a little bit more? Now I look at that Cardinals game a little bit closer than I did probably a month ago, where I'm like, yeah, that Cardinals game is going to be a hinge point for this team. Like, can they go on the road and beat a decent team down there in Arizona? Do you look at that the same way?
You know, until they show it on the road, sure, any road game I think you can approach with some trepidation. But for me, I don't know that Kyler Murray can repeat what Dak Prescott just did. Dak Prescott had a masterpiece performance when it comes to mitigating a pass rush with a quick release. I mean, he was on point every single throw. He knew Micah Parsons was coming. He's not holding the ball. And then he made his throws. That doesn't seem like a Kyler Murray to me. You know what that kind of seems like? That seems like Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. That seems like a guy, okay, Aaron Rodgers is going to go into that game knowing he can't extend. He has to catch and release. And we've seen him do that before. At times he's been maybe a little hesitant to do that. He likes using his legs. That's his play style. He is as good as it's ever been at extending plays. He's not going to be able to extend plays at this stage in his career against that pass rush. He's going to know that. And when he has, I'm thinking the 2014 run, right? The playoff run where he had that calf injury. He could not move. And he was just lightning when it came to hitting. I wonder how that matchup's going to be. I've wondered that for some time. But after seeing Dak Prescott, I think that's going to be a very fascinating matchup if Aaron Rodgers is able to just catch and release, read the defense pre-snap, and just move the off. That's the one that I'd be concerned about.
Ryan, I have one question for you here, too, on how different could the Packers look after this bye week? Two names in general Christian Watson, Marshawn Lloyd. Any update on those guys?
Marshawn Lloyd, we do not know. As far as Christian Watson, though, he is now entering the open practice window on IR. So, and he has expected to be able to practice when that time comes. Now, obviously, no practice this week. It's the bye. However, when he comes back from the bye, I would expect to see Christian Watson on the field. It's going to take him some time, not even after being activated off IR. I mean, it's going to take him. He hasn't played football in a very long time, had no training camp, had no offseason. But certainly by November, you would think that he's going to be back in football shape and making a difference on this offense.
Man, I love it. Yeah, I think I think this team has. I think your points about Dak Prescott were awesome. I mean, he was. I mean, he's signaling to his running. He's changing run plays. He's just kind of running that. I think the Dallas Cowboys could win the maybe all of their home games. Right, like. At home, without a crowd, like without all the noise, they look like a different team than whenever they go on the road. So with that offense, I don't think this Cowboys team is as bad as we probably all thought. It's kind of the same thing. Offensively, like Detroit's defense the week before, they just came out with a great plan and just had they were able to execute at a high level. And but the Packers also gave them two scores right before half. So the Packers have to eliminate that. And that's my concern with them going on the road. When you go on the road, all those details have to get really locked up, right? You can't false start. You can't, have stupid penalties. You have to do all the mental things at a higher level. And so my question to you on that front is, do you think this team is just still a little immature in that, going on the road and being able to handle all of that noise, all of that travel, all of those pieces where the distractions and all of those things cause these little mistakes? And obviously that comes from the top down, in my opinion. So just your thoughts on how this team handles that, and is there still an immaturity there as far as going on the road and getting these big wins?
Well, Mason, think of this. Two straight weeks now, the Packers have gotten the absolute best shot from their opponents. Two desperate opponents. In Cleveland, they're going against the Browns team that is desperately trying to avoid going to 0-3 because they know that in this league, 0-3 is a death sentence. So they're bringing everything they've got. They're playing with desperation. And then a week later in Dallas, for all that we made of Micah Parsons' return to Dallas, his homecoming, the Dallas Cowboys were very aware of that too. They had something to play for. They had something to prove. There was a desperation from Jerry Jones on down. Anyone in that organization that has any sort of affinity for the owner knows, okay, let's try not to get this guy embarrassed. They're playing for that, right? And that's not an excuse for the Packers that they had the best shot from two straight opponents playing through desperation, because they failed to match that sense of urgency. They clearly did not match that play style, that desperation that is required in this league to take care of opponents like that. That's what, when you talk about what deciding what kind of team they want to be, they believe they can be, that's where it starts. It starts with that type of urgency and desperation, yeah. That type of play style. Yeah. That's what they have to show the rest of the season. Will they? I have no idea. But yeah, that is a maturity thing. That is something that they need to be able to bring week in and week out.
I agree, Ryan. You said it exactly how I was thinking, is that this championship caliber teams are desperate, regardless of the favorite or not. They are just desperately trying to win games. And they, this Packers team needs to find that inside them, where it's they are the hunters. They are desperate to go out there and get a win, regardless if they are, 20 point favorites. You have to be hungry to go get that win. And I want to see that. And you saw it at home those first two games. You saw it at home, but you got to see it on the road. You got to see that, just that desperation where it's we will be sharp, we'll be focused, and we're going to go out there and find a way to win.
Look at the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Saquon Barkley is averaging 3.1 yards per carry. It's up to 40% of his snaps. The defense has at least 8 defenders in the box. The book is out, right? They know, this is how you got to beat Philadelphia. They're 4-0 anyway.
Yeah.
Right? They blocked a field goal to win a game against the Rams.
They have zero pass yards in the second half last week. Is that what I saw?
Yeah. That's crazy.
The very next week, you know, they might not have had it there, but they open against Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay with a blocked punt for a touchdown. Yep. They're finding all these ways to win games rather than lose them. And it sure seems like the Packers have found some ways, not maybe not to, to lose a game last week, although, boy, 1 second left. Yeah. I mean, they got lucky at the end.
Yeah, they
did. If that ball does anything other than go straight to the ground, they lose that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Game two, right on the throw in the end zone, but they're finding ways not to win games. And that's the difference between a great team and a team that's not great yet.
Ryan, thank you so much. Sure. Thank you so much for your flexibility, for jumping on today. Glad you caught up on some rest yesterday. Any plans for the bye week? Are you still full on, or do you get a minute to take a deep breath? And who are you adopting in the Major League Baseball playoffs? knowing that your team is, I'm sorry, I didn't make it.
Let's go Reds. Let's go Reds.
He's not anybody but the Reds.
Yeah. I was gonna say he's not cheering for the Reds.
Well, you can't pick the Brewers after they screwed you, right?
Take the Brewers over the Reds.
All right, relax. First of all, I was very glad that I was in Dallas and didn't have to pay that close attention to the autopsy. That was painful.
Thanks for not showing up on Sunday, Mets.
The one good thing is that my team doesn't have to beat my kids' teams. Now, my children were barely born when I moved here in 2014 to start covering the beat. They are Wisconsin kids through and through.
Nice.
They are huge Brewers fans.
Yeah.
And so I would be – because I love my children, I will be on their crew.
Dad of the
you know, it's
FGK, baby, for the kids.
I'll take their team. Go crew.
Yep, for the kids.
Right.
I love it.
All right, nice.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, USA Today Network. Follow him on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Thanks for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We played you a little taste of Giannis before at the top of the hour. We're going to play a little bit more of Giannis, John Horst, Wes Edens as well before we get to the top of the hour. We are through five in Cleveland. It is tied 1-1. The Guardians and the Tigers are tied 1-1 in the first game, and we're just about half an hour away from first pitch at Wrigley. I know that's the game we'll all be watching, not because we like the Cubs, we dislike the Cubs, but because the winner will play our Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. We're in the fan studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.